Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Willowtown.
Well, that would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this, what looks like it's going to be a cold weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. A steak will warm you up like no other. Or hey, if you just want to keep it really simple with beef, and it's this cold, it might be soup, chili time. Might be time to put that big pot on the stove. Get a little oral cooking up there. Cook you some beef. Put some beans in there. Put some tomatoes and just go to town. Or some taco soup or something. Some beef stew. Warm your bones with beef. It's going to be cold this weekend. Make sure that your dinner's not cold when it's beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I know you're looking for it. You need it. You need the new gear in the new year. You need the state script, the interlocking, the M over S. You need hoodies, coats. You might need two hoodies, two coats, cold as it is outside. Figure it out. Make it happen for yourself. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch. The best meal in town always at Restaurant Tyler. This weekend, if you're going to be in town, it's a late tip, so maybe not going to make it to Restaurant Tyler for Saturday dinner, but Friday dinner or Sunday brunch, outstanding choices. Or if you're just here in town all the time and you want to grab a great lunch, the best place to do it is at Restaurant Tyler. Whenever you want to eat a meal, you want to have the best meal in town, you go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only where they're located, but show you how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, it's so important to be able to talk to people about your money. When you have questions, you need answers, you can't afford to wait around. That's why you need a bank like Priority One Bank. You can't get that level of service at those big corporate banks. You can get it at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I did the research, Robbie. This is the fifth annual Robbie's Awards for excellence in the field of Mississippi State athletics. Named yes. After, of course, the great Robbie Falk, the legend.
And we've got the trophy with my likeness on it as well.
It's incredible. Shout out to Will East. He is killing it on the graphics for
I need Will to have one of those made for me. Can we get one of those molded out?
Like there's got to be real gold. It'll just be like aluminum that we paint.
But like, can we get like an Etsy person to like take that and turn it into an actual trophy?
So I played around on Grok last night to try to see if I could create an AI image of a four-fingered hand turkey. I got really close. Let me see if I can. I'll put it here on the screen here. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see this. If you're not, you need to go check it out. But Robbie, this was as close. This was the closest I felt Grok got to what I was trying to ask for. So this is what I got there. Can you see that? Can you see it?
I can see it somewhat.
It's so bright. So bright.
It's
Anyway.
the ring light you have on the camera.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I don't, let me, I just, I'll just, don't worry about it. I tried to get a four-fingered hand turkey. I couldn't, that was the, it was actually a turkey with four fingers. So
Yes.
it was like a Bob turkey. So instead of
But
having a Tom turkey, we had a Bob turkey.
this is a little more refined.
A little more what the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I feel like we're starting to come up in the world, as you'd say. But I think eventually, when we're making enough money,
Yeah.
we should create, we should literally create these trophies and deliver them to the winners.
I'm not against that. I would not be against that.
I feel like we've gotten to the point in our status, and I don't want to boast,
I think our status is
but
high enough that we can refer to it as status.
yes,
Yeah.
when we have Mississippi State officials that are contacting us, angry or happy about
Yes.
what we've said,
Yes.
to me, we should be held at a higher standard, to the point where what we say matters.
Yeah.
So if we're saying, and if the fans are speaking, that these people deserve these rewards, why not give them a physical
I just love
award?
the idea of you and I sharing, showing up to a Mississippi State basketball practice in a tux to hand this trophy to Josh Hubbard. I think that would be the most, it'd be incredible.
It'd be like stepbrothers showing up
Yes.
for their job interviews.
Hello, lady. Yes, it would be exactly like that. You'd just be behind me like, yeah, can you shut up? Can you shut up? Yes, exactly. So
Yes, we need to get these physical
I
awards.
bet Robbie Koblentz would film this for us. We'd have to pay him, but I mean, I bet he would put together the award
We're
show.
gonna walk in and we're gonna be like, we just wanted to let you know that you have won the prestigious Robbie Award for Male Athlete of the Year, and Josh Hubbard's just gonna be like,
The
who? What? Who?
Might have to beep out what he says, to be honest with you.
He
All
would
right.
be nice enough,
He
I
would.
think.
He would. He would. So, then we show up with Jans, and it's like, he's like, what the bleep are y'all doing? So,
You're interrupting my practice for
yeah.
this.
Like, you guys got to run line drills now, and then I'm out. So, it is the fifth annual Robbie's Awards. This goes back to the origins of this podcast when it was the BB Awards, then the Joel T's, and now the Robbie's Award. Five categories, five lucky winners. Thank you to all who voted. We got a total in terms of votes here. We have well over, close to 20,000 votes for the seat for our choices here.
That's amazing.
I must have screwed something up here. Oh, I did. Okay, that's okay. It's a landslide victory for this particular category. I put the wrong time in for one of them, but that's fine. That's no big deal. Let's start it off. Male Athlete of the Year. The nominees were Kyle Steven, Josh Hubbard, Jurangelo Sinje, Dakota Jordan. Three baseball to one basketball. You and I debated between Dakota and Tolu Smith, and we ended up settling on Dakota. Second team All-American, fourth round draft choice, All-SEC. Tolu had a really good year, but I think we would all agree that Tolu's his final year at State was not as good as the year before. He missed some time with injury, and it just wasn't the same. We mentioned Kevin Coleman, and I think he hit the portal, so we got to have some standards around it. You got to still
Yeah.
be a bulldog to
If
get
you ain't
that.
a dog, you're dog food.
There you go. But
Chris
other than
Jans has
that,
already stated that.
I don't think we missed anybody here. And it should be no surprise, I think, that Josh Hubbard is the winner of the Male Athlete of the Year. 63% of the vote, nearly 1,700 votes total. Are you surprised by the large margin there, considering how much baseball means at this university? But is it because it was three baseball to one basketball, maybe they split up some of that vote?
Watered it down.
If I had just gone Steven versus Hubbard, perhaps it would have been a little different.
I just think Hubbard is so beloved right now.
Yes.
This guy, before he's gone, he has a chance to be the most beloved athlete at Mississippi State ever. And I don't say that lightly. I truly believe that. I believe if he's here for 4 years, he will be in, a category with a select few. And so I think you can make a strong argument for Cal Steven. I told you this last night when we were talking about it. I really felt like, you know, Cal Steven had a very, very strong argument to be made there. First team all SEC, one of the best starting pitchers in college baseball last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, had an amazing season. You could have very easily made an argument for him. And Josh Hubbard, I think the way that he won this first shows that what people think about Josh Hubbard and how beloved he is right now, but also people are just so excited about basketball. And I think you're going to see a lot of basketball on this list just because of the excitement that's kind of stemming from that team right now.
Agreed. Agreed. So Hubbard is likely to be a multiple time winner.
Yes.
I think Dak won two in a row. Mangum might have won a couple in a row. The thing with Mangum is I think he may have won one, and then Rooker won one. Then Mangum won maybe his senior year. But, I think Hubbard has a chance to win three in a row. So congrats to Josh, the winner of the prestigious Four-Fingered Hand Turkey, the Robbie Award.
We'll put that award in the mail for you.
We'll get it taken care of. He gets that. He gets winners receive the Robbie Award, the Four-Fingered Hand Turkey. They also receive turtle wax, rice-a-roni. It's the San Francisco treat.
Ooh, I love some rice-a-roni.
And the home game of Thunder and Lightning. So you can play Thunder and Lightning at home. That's what our winners get here on Thunder and Lightning on the Robbie's Award. All right,
I miss rice-a-roni. I feel like we haven't had that in our lives for several
years. I have rice-a-roni every now and then. It's still good. It's still quality. Rice-a-roni, S-tier. Pasta-roni, B-tier at best.
Wasn't rice-a-roni a Weird Al song? Instead of My Sharona, it was rice-a-roni?
No, it's My Bologna.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
What am I thinking rice-a-roni? I know he said he'd had something. He had a song where he talked about rice-a-roni.
Well, now you got to make me look it up.
It was my bologna.
My bologna. I'm not saying anything about rice-a-roni.
Maybe I just made that up.
Because it's on. I think it's on the video for I Lost on Jeopardy.
Oh.
Because that's something that used to be on game shows, is you would lose, but you would get rice-a-roni. Like, if you didn't win that day, you got your consolation prize was rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Oh, that's great. Is that where you got that from?
Yes. Yeah, I got it from watching Jeopardy and Press Your Luck all those years ago.
That's completely unrelated. I know we're getting off the rails, but one day my Spotify was just playing my playlist, and I'm a big Weird Al fan, and I had the Truck Driver song came on. I don't know if you ever heard this song, but it's Weird Al as a like manly truck driver,
okay.
But he dresses in drag. So he's talking about like he's driving a truck with his high heels on, and he's putting lipstick on and mascara and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And my daughter thought that was the funniest thing ever, that this like truck driver was talking about wearing high heels. So every time we get in the truck, she asks for me to turn that song on.
There you go. So in the song I Lost on Jeopardy, apparently the announcer tells him he did not win a set of encyclopedias, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of rice-a-roni.
In that song.
Yeah, that's what you used to. I think it's on the video.
So that is the Jeopardy like prize pack if you don't win.
Yeah,
turtle wax, rice-a-roni, and what else?
And the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was always a parting gift, was rice-a-roni, because it was sponsored. So, there you go.
Have you seen the video from Jeopardy where, like, they're just – Becky sent it to me the other day, where, like, these guys just keep, like, going through the football category?
Oh, they don't know any of them, yeah.
They don't know any of them.
Bunch of nerds.
Yeah, Alex Trebek's just like, you know what? You guys don't even know the answer to this. I'm not even going to waste my time. The answer is this, like on the last one. It was so good.
That's good.
Looked like an SNL skit.
Oh, gosh. All right. Female Athlete of the Year. We had a little bit more variety here. And we had kind of a tough call to make with soccer. Did we want to go with Maddie Anderson or do we want to go to Macy Hodge? We ended up going with Macy or with Maddie Anderson. Macy did get some write-in votes Unfortunately, write-in votes in this competition are much like write-in votes in the presidential election, a complete waste of your time, and they mean nothing. So,
yes, Maddie, we make the rules here.
That's right. Maddie Anderson, Jerkayla Jordan, Madison Kennedy from the MSU softball team, and college golf's number one, Julia Lopez Ramirez. I just wanted to roll the R there. Can we get, what was his name? Ricardo Rodriguez. Can I get him?
Yes.
Her name?
I remember. I forget.
I want her coming out in a Bentley. Let's go.
I forget that whole spiel, but it was great.
Oh, it was great. It's so good. He did an interview with Chris Van Vliet the other day. It's really good. You watch those videos?
Some of them that pop up.
He's a good interviewer. Anyway, Maddie Anderson, pretty easy victory.
Convincing.
She didn't get as much of the vote, 1,300 votes. She didn't get as much of the vote as Hubbard did, but she has a larger margin of victory than Hubbard did.
I wonder what this looks like with Macy Hodge. Maddie Anderson, probably the more accomplished player, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. But, you know, Macy Hodge is kind of like the Jake Mangum of Mississippi State soccer.
Yeah.
Like, she's very enduring to fans. I'm almost like Josh Hubbard, I guess. You know, and she has that story. I mean, the story that she has is amazing. So I would be really interested to see what this looked like if Macy was in there. I wanted Macy in there, but for the sake of, you know, we had to get Madison Kennedy in there. She had an incredible year.
Yeah.
Jerkayla is a given. Yeah. And then the year that Julia Lopez Ramirez had was
she had to be incredible. On. She had to be on. So we had to pick.
Sacrifice. We had to pick.
Yeah. And we picked Maddie Anderson, and then you picked Maddie Anderson. So congrats to Maddie. We will get the four-fingered hand turkey in the shape of a goalkeeper's glove for her. We'll have a custom. When you're an SEC champion, you're custom-made. You get to have a custom four-fingered hand turkey. Congrats to Maddie. Coach of the Year. I somehow screwed this one up, and the voting is still going on, but that's fine because it's a landslide win. Almost 800 votes in this one. Our nominees were the dentist, Coach Chris Jans, Coach Charlie Ewing, Mississippi State Women's Golf, SEC Tournament Champions, Coach Chris Lemonis, got the Diamond Dogs back into postseason play in 2024, and Samantha Ricketts, who finished third in this competition. I thought she did a really good job last year. You know, I remember, you think about baseball, they win the national title, they have the best season ever, and that's two straight years they were down. She goes, takes her team to the Super Regional, best season ever. They have a down year. No waiting around. Didn't have the second down year. Back to it. And they were really good last year in SEC play. But the winner is Coach Chris Jans, 75% of the vote. Now, we must address the elephant in the room. No James Armstrong on this list. Again, we have to have some standards around here. All right.
If you ain't a dog, you're dog.
You can't just up and go to Auburn like the rest of these schmucks.
And we're not going to be these people that we're taking pictures with those people and saying, we love you, you're one of us. No.
You're out.
When you leave, you're out of the family.
Yeah.
You're out.
I'm not driving to Auburn to deliver a four-fingered hand turkey. It's just not going to happen. If I can't deliver in Starkville, you don't get the turkey.
Now, that does not mean we don't appreciate James Armstrong.
He did a great
job. We don't acknowledge the job that he did.
We do acknowledge that.
He's
no longer
a friend of the show. He's a friend of the show. He's been on the show multiple times.
He was.
And we do have to say that he is an Auburn man. He met his wife there.
An Auburnsman.
Yes. But he's no longer a Bulldog, so he's not on this list.
So he's out.
We snuffed a guy, though. Coach Roberts.
Matt Roberts. Yeah, we probably.
Thank you, Logan. Logan Lowry, the SID.
I think that is poor work by whoever men's tennis's SID is. Where was he on this?
In fairness, Logan did see the tweets, and Logan Lowry sent us a message and said, you guys left this. So,
what did I tell him, though? Like, if I can't spell your name, I can't put people in. I couldn't put any men's tennis players in. I don't know. If Stefan was still around, I'd let him handle that for me.
But Matt Roberts probably should have been on this list, and he's been arguably the state's most consistent head coach since he's been here.
For a decade, yeah. Here's the thing. We could have put whoever we want on this list. Chris Jans was always winning.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because the fans were going to vote for Chris Jans. And this is the largest margin of victory for anybody.
Yeah, yeah. So congrats to Coach Chris Jans, winner of a prestigious four-fingered hand turkey as Mississippi State's Coach of the Year. Who would it have been like? Was it Jans last year? I think this might be back-to-back wins for him.
No, it was James Armstrong.
It was James Armstrong last year.
It was like a soccer bonanza.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was. All right. Team of the Year. We got an SEC champion, an SEC tournament champion, and then two teams that made the NCAA tournament. Baseball, women's golf, soccer, men's basketball. Another huge win for soccer. Soccer, 71% of the vote, nearly 1,600 votes. Yeah, I mean, agree. Yeah, I can't disagree with it.
I believe that I think that our listeners are, I'm not saying this to suck up, I think they're what we would consider the smart marks in wrestling. Mm-hmm. They're very insider. They're very knowledgeable. I feel like you're looking at this objectively.
Yeah,
you break it down. You know, men's basketball. You get to the NCAA tournament. That's the biggest thing that happened for the school from a revenue standpoint. All that stuff. But if you look at it relative to the sport, soccer winning the school's first ever state championship, SEC championship, having the season that they did, unquestionably the best season of anybody at Mississippi State. It's got to be your team of the year.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. Again, this is a team that was ranked as high as number two in the nation, I believe. Number one seed in the NCAA tournament. First ever SEC championship in school history. Beat the number one team in the nation when they played Arkansas. It's a no-brainer. So congrats to the ladies of the women's soccer team here at Mississippi State. You will all be receiving. Our printing budget is going to be high. It's because we got to print off a lot of four-fingered hand turkeys.
Yes.
Congrats to them. And then finally, the only winner that won with a plurality, not a majority, and that's in our moment of the year category. I thought these were four really good moments. I nearly listed beating Eastern Kentucky in football, but I decided against it. For the women's soccer team, winning the Southeastern Conference. Women's golf, winning the SEC tournament. I've never watched women's golf until that day. But I watched those final holes. I watched those. It was really exciting. Men's basketball beating number five Tennessee two times. Once here in Starkville and once at the SEC tournament. And then Connor Hyzak walking off Ole Miss in the SEC tournament. That is your winner. 44.8% of the vote. Second place went to soccer, 34.3%. I think, obviously, beating Ole Miss. I wonder if Hyzak walks off Texas A&M or something. Is it the same? I don't know. But that was I was in the stadium for that. I got to be sitting right next to Richard Cross.
That was your moment of the year.
It really was my moment of the year of watching that ball. I didn't realize at the time, too, I was sitting with the Ole Miss coaches' wives.
Oh, yes.
So the whole game, I'm just sitting there kind of quietly like, we can't get anything going. That ball left the yard, brother. I was loud. I was loud. They were probably not too happy with me. But you know what? They will, and they probably already have gotten over it. Just a fun moment, you know. In an athletic year that, you know, I say ups and downs, but the downs were big, and the ups weren't the biggest ups in the world. But that was a really fun, memorable moment. And for a guy like Connor Hyzak, it puts him into Mississippi State, you know, lore going forward. People will always remember that moment.
Yeah, there's no doubt. At the end of the day, it didn't really matter for Mississippi State, I don't think, because we thought that was going to get them a hosting spot or, you know, maybe one more win would do it, and it didn't. But just from a sheer fact of, you know, the way that the game played out, you're down to your last out. It just another great baseball moment. It's going to be a moment that we talk about for a long time, I think.
Agreed. So congrats to Connor for all his other great attributes. He is now among the legendary winners of a four-fingered hand turkey. He joins great names like Jake Mangum, Dak Prescott, Victoria Vivians, Tierra McCowan, Mike Leach, Dan Mullen. These are all winners of this Quindary Weatherspoon. They've all won the four-fingered hand turkey, and now he can add his name to that list. So, again, like I said, between all five polls, about almost 20,000 votes. Really appreciate you guys tuning in and turning out for the vote. If we could get the same percentage of voters in America, maybe we get this country. We're going to get this country going in the right direction again. But
that's right.
We'll see what happens.
Just about everybody's on the same page with these things, man.
Yeah, I agree. So, all right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. What does it mean? It means this. It means your business is trying to get customers in the front door. You need a plan. You need production. You need printing. You get it at Pip Printing and Signs. 30 years of experience helping businesses just like yours find customers, keep customers, and get the message of their business out there. I want you to call Cam Baker today. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. 601-499-5216. Tell him you're a Mississippi State fan to get 10% of your sale going directly to the Bulldog Initiative. But he's going to come up with a plan for you, and it's going to make your business more successful in 2025. When you need printing, call Pip today. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. I believe the Tip-Off Society is meeting at Two Brothers this Saturday. Is that correct? I believe that's correct.
Yes.
Perhaps we should make an appearance.
I'm declaring, they're declaring to wear white. I'm declaring not to wear white.
We're going to have to disagree with our friends in the Tip-Off Society about this one.
Stop making this a thing.
Yeah, they did it last week too. They were like, wear white. Just wear maroon or white. I don't care. But don't tell me it's white.
Wear whatever you want to this Mississippi State's colors.
That's right. But
let's not say this is a white out.
I'll settle for black or gray if it says a state script or interlocking on there. I'll settle for that.
But yes.
What I won't settle for is to not enjoy smoked Southern soul food. And you can do that when you're at Two Brothers. Or you can head over to the older brother to enjoy the fanciest of sandwiches for lunch. If you're a sandwich person for lunch, the best in town are over there at the Older Brother. Plus, there was a thread on 3 this week about the best burger in town, and I just got in there. I was like, the best burger in this town is at the Older Brother, and there's no question about it. The Older Brother burger is the best burger in the city.
As a major argument,
I'm just telling you. So, Two Brothers Smoked Meats or the Older Brother. If you want a great meal, you need to head to the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50?
50.
Brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service on something they've sold you, it's the same number. It's not a 1-800 number. It's not you're on hold for 45 minutes. It's not your business is important to us. It's not that. It's, hello, Advantage Business Systems. Can I help you? Oh, hey, how are you doing? Yes, I remember. I sold you that copier. What's going on? Yeah, we can be out there later today. How much easier can I make it for you? If you're a business owner, you know you can't afford to have a copier out for 5, 6, 7 days. You don't have to worry about that with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the game this weekend, if you're in Starkville, you need to swing by Maroon & Co. You're going to need a new jacket. It's cold. It's cold outside right now. So get a brand new Mississippi State hoodie, sweatshirt, pullover, whatever it is. They've got them at Maroon & Co. Great name brands. Got the logos that you want. They're stylish. They're available in maroon or white. It's like on the Blues Brothers. We got both kinds. We got country and western.
Yeah.
We got both kinds. We got maroon and white. Whatever it is you're looking for. And, of course, we'll save you some money. Thunder15 is the promo code to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the game, head to Maroon & Co. Robbie, here's my question for you. If I took a starting SEC wide receiver and two starting defensive linemen from an SEC team and put them on a MAC team's roster, do you think they would win more than 8 games?
Three starters, one receiver, and two
defensive linemen.
It just depends on what else they got. I mean, what's the rest of their team?
It feels like that team would be better than 8-5, though, just to me. Because you added three players that should be better than everybody else in the conference to one team.
Should be, but, I mean, it's subjective because there's players that just can't play. And they go down to another level, and they're still not very good.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm taking three players that can play. I'm taking starters. I'm taking three
proven guys. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in pretty good shape.
Because I'm concerned that Mississippi State has taken three Northern Illinois players off an 8-5 team. Like, I get that they beat Notre Dame, but
here's the thing. All right.
I'm concerned, man. And Cam Thompson.
All right. Well,
I don't like this. Let's
break that down. I think I'm not as concerned about the Northern Illinois thing as just the receivers, regardless of where they're from. Because Nevaeh Sanders, I think, is kind of like a tryout thing in the spring. And I think it's almost like a walk-on thing. So you're not really – that's not – he's just an added body.
Okay.
I like Thomas. I really like him at defensive end. I think he's going to compete to be a starter at that position. So I like him a lot. And then Cam Thompson, it's just the fact that you have not added anybody that's proven a whole lot. I mean, this guy, he's coming up on 400 yards receiving, but it's at Northern Illinois.
He was the third leading receiver. Not in the country. Not in the MAC. On his team.
Yeah. It was essentially he led the team in receiving. He was he was second by a yard, but it still wasn't super impressive.
Yeah.
And I'm just not they're not even getting guys on campus that are true impact guys. It's a very concerning trend what we're seeing at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know is it an evaluation thing? Are they not getting the interest that they thought they were going to get? Because I know Mississippi State loves Cam Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if that's a wise decision or not. I mean, they could see something in him that you can slide him into this offense and he'd suddenly be all world. I mean, that could happen. It's a lower percentage chance, but that could happen. I'm just concerned at the guys we're seeing. It's guys that have, very little production or – they had production, but it's just you don't really see it. I don't know what's going on here at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I don't think the guys that they've added, you can 100% say that they are going to be difference makers in this offense. I can make a case for them. I can certainly make a case for them. Mm-hmm. I can sit here and sell you that Brennan Thompson could be electric in this offense. The speed he has, the ability to create big plays. He's shown that ability at Oklahoma. I can sell you on that, but not with, physical evidence over a long period of time with, the amount of catches and production, stuff like that. We're not seeing a Kelly Akari right now. And Kelly didn't really live up to his expectations, but I think a lot of that was injuries.
Played a large role in that, yeah.
I don't see a Kelly Akari, and I don't see a Mario Craver, and I don't see a Kevin Coleman in this group. And I don't see him on the current roster either. So that's the concerning thing here is Mississippi State going to be able to put together a group of wide receivers that allows you to compete in this league? Because you haven't fixed your defense, but you've made strides there. The offense has – we thought that the offense was going to be good no matter what. We've been saying all along, State's going to be able to recruit impact wide receivers. But now it's concerning because it just doesn't look like they are. So if you fix your defense, at least to the point where you get them inside the top 100, top 80, whatever, to where they're at least able to get off the field consistently and win possessions, things like that, and then your offense is worse than this year, than what you just saw, that's very frustrating. That's very frustrating if it happens that way. Because this needs to be a season where you take a step forward. And if you fix one side of the ball and the other side gets worse, that's a failure by Mississippi State if that's how it happens.
So Cam Thompson is the newest Mississippi State commit. I mean, when you look at the guys that they're on, there's not a lot of proven commodities here. You know, you're not bringing in a guy to replace Coleman's production who had similar production at any level, and it's very concerning.
If you kept Coleman, adding any of these guys, nobody would care.
Yeah,
but and I don't think a lot of people were super upset about Mario Craver just because of the things that we've heard behind the scenes and things, but at the end of the day, he's a guy that averaged 20 yards receiving per catch in year one in college football and is probably going to make a jump this year. So losing both of them is the issue here. You lost both of them. So now, and Kelly Akari is gone, you return almost no production in that room, almost none. Jordan Mosley is your top receiver. It's a concerning trend here. And then cornerback is just non-existent. I don't even know if they're recruiting anybody. I have absolutely no idea what they're doing there. They've already lost Stephen Hall. We haven't seen anything on Michael Coates in recent days.
Oh, we saw him at Ole Miss.
Yeah, the guys are going after D2, NAIA. Like, I have no idea what they're doing at cornerback. It's non-existent. It's, you know, snoring. It's boring. It's bad. Wide receiver is just like it feels like it's like, I don't know if it's misevaluation or, you know, it's just Chad just really likes some of these guys. He sees something in them, and maybe Jeff Lebby too, and they just are seeing things that the rest of us aren't. I don't know. But it'll all shake out, and we'll see. We'll start to see it in the spring and in the summer, and, I mean, they'll have a chance to prove it for sure.
Very concerning. There's no way around that. You know, like I said, you made some strides defensively, but right now at cornerback, that's just a huge liability. And then on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, I love what they've got in the running back room. And then you've got talent at the quarterback position, but right now you got really nobody of SEC caliber to throw to. And I mean, right now when I look at this team, I don't see the record being much better than it was a season ago. I just don't, because they just aren't better. They aren't better all over. And that's what they had to do. And we'll see where it takes us. You know, still some time here in the portal, but they got to make some big decisions, they got to make some big commitments between now and then. Before we get out of here, I don't know that we've ever directed you guys to like tweet at somebody, but we might have to do that today. And Gary Parrish is known for every year he does the poll attacks, where he goes through everybody's AP polls and sees where they voted and where the outliers are and so on and so forth. John Wilner is the name of this reporter. Now, if you go back with me to the magical days of VSporto, which I would
what a
not
time. What a time to be alive.
It was certainly something. John is one of the top sports writers out there on the West Coast. He used to host a podcast for the Pac-12. He was a Pac-12 guy. You know, I don't know what that means nowadays, because, you know, I mean, I assume he still covers a lot of the California schools, but it just kind of is what it is. Doesn't have Mississippi State in his top 25 this week. We're not even talking about, like, you know, everybody else has them 13th, 14th, 15th, and he's got them 21st, 22nd. They're not ranked. They're not ranked in his poll. I need somebody to show some work on this one. I need to know why that is happening.
So if you go to College Poll Tracker, you can see everybody that votes on the AP.
Yeah.
And they show you what they call extreme picks.
Right.
Which is five spots higher or lower than where the teams are actually ranked. He has 12 of these extreme picks out of 25. 12. His ballot is quite possibly the absolute worst ballot of any AP voter out there. And on top of the 12 teams that he has extreme picks for, three of them are not ranked at all. He doesn't have Mississippi State ranked, Michigan State, or Memphis. Those are three top 20 teams that he has completely out of the poll. Mississippi State's 14th in the AP poll. They're not ranked in his poll.
Yeah.
He's got Purdue at 10th. Purdue, who has four losses already, they're actually ranked 20th. That's 10 spots higher than their actual rank. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else do we have in here? Gonzaga is at 13th at 12-4. Mm-hmm. West Virginia is there's only two or three people that have them ranked as high as he does. They're ranked 21st. He has them 14th. Ole Miss, he has them eight spots higher than their actual ranking. They're a top 15 team.
He is the highest rated guy for them.
Baylor, not ranked at all, 9-4. They're 18th mm-hmm. in the poll.
UCLA, you missed them. UCLA has 16th. They're ranked 22nd.
Yeah. Cincinnati is actually 33rd. They're just receiving votes. He has them 22nd. San Diego State, another team that's not even ranked, 23rd. It's brutal. John, somebody's probably linked this video to you, John. Do some research.
Just explain.
Watch the games.
Just explain.
You don't even have to watch the game. Just go look at if you're going to be that lazy, just go look at the AP poll and where Mississippi State's ranked. Maybe go look at who they've beaten to this point.
The net. Do something. Look at the other metric. That's what's the other thing that gets me is if this guy's like, okay, I'm basing it off the metrics, right? The metrics love State. Like, there are metrics that have State as a 2 seed right now.
There's not a single argument that John can make. I would love for him to come on the show if he wants to. Mm-hmm. There is not a single argument that he can make against, you know, Mississippi State at this point. He's biased. It says he's biased against Vanderbilt and Auburn on this list. I don't know how Mississippi State didn't make that, but he's got Auburn ranked four spots below their average. This is over time. Over 94 weeks, he has them ranked four spots below. And Vanderbilt, he has them ranked eight spots below.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
One of the teams he's biased for is St. Bonaventure, the Bonnies.
I don't know, man.
Must be a friend of Woj.
Might be. So.
Yeah, this is wild, man. Three teams inside the top 20 are not even ranked. Michigan State, of all teams, not in his top 25. Yeah. Weird.
Let me see.
Come on, John. Wake up, John.
Yeah, he says he doesn't have enough information to see if he's biased against Mississippi State. I'm not saying he's biased. Bias is a strong word, but it's just a miss. There's just no getting around that. So, Wilner Hotline is the Twitter handle. Feel free to hit him up. All right.
Tomorrow. Hey, it comes to the territory, man. I've been there. I've voted AP several years.
We've all taken criticism.
You agree to it. You know what's coming. So, yeah. John, bless your heart, but it's coming your way, buddy.
Tomorrow's show is the Rumbling, so if Robbie will fire off a tweet, we'll get some questions in. Also, tomorrow's show, Future Brian will have to make an appearance because we will need to recap what happens in Nashville between Mississippi State and Vanderbilt. So we'll do that on tomorrow's show. Guys, have a great Tuesday. Back with you on Wednesday for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk.
Mississippi Media Production.